Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. April the 3rd. Redeemed.
This week, Derek shows us how Jesus was punished by God so that we can be forgiven. Today, he explains what it means to be redeemed. On the cross, Jesus was identified with everything evil that we've ever done. In return, we were totally forgiven and delivered from the power of evil. Ephesians 1 verse 7 says, "In him, Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace." When we have forgiveness of sins, we have redemption. We have been redeemed. Redeem means to buy back or to ransom. Through the payment of his blood, given as a sacrifice on our behalf, Jesus bought us back from Satan for God. In Romans 7, Paul said something that's not always clear to people who are not that familiar with the cultural context of his day. "I am carnal, sold under sin," he says in verse 14. Remember that the phrase "sold under sin" relates to the Roman slave market. Someone being sold as a slave had to stand on a block, and from a post behind him, a spear was extended over his head. So, Paul said, "I am carnal, sold under the spear of my sin, which is extended over my head. I have no options. I'm for sale." When a person is a slave, he has no choices. Again, two women may be sold in the same market. The owner makes one a cook, the other a prostitute. The same is also true with us as sinners. We may be good, respectable sinners and look down on prostitutes and addicts, but it's the slave owner who determines the slave's service. The good news is that Jesus walked into the slave market and said, "I'll buy her. I'll buy him. Satan, I've paid the price. These are now my son and daughter." That is redemption, and it comes only through the forgiveness of sins. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. I proclaim that Jesus bought me back from Satan to God. He was punished that I might be forgiven. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.